Blog Talk Radio.
Quiet.
Fat pig, dog, slob.
It was a single biggest one.
I'm back!
Davis. As always, our listeners can call in 646-787-8249. Also, anybody that's on Twitter can follow us at Rev Radio 2. That's at Rev Radio 2 on Twitter. And we're back. Another episode this week. Apologize for some of the noise. Jake's currently on a bicycle.
Yeah, I'm almost back. It'll only be about 2 minutes of this stuff. Sorry about that.
But the past week's been interesting. We've seen the Donald overtake Hillary in the polls. Actually, the first time he's overtaken in the real clear politics average. I would say it's not looking good for Hillary. If you look at Donald's track record, its polls just go up.
I know, and like I've said before, even if it was plus 30 right now for Hillary Clinton, it wouldn't scare me at all. But the fact that Donald Trump is actually in the lead, it's huge.
And the fact that Bernie Sanders is threatening to have a contested convention, too.
Oh, I know. Isn't that ironic, though? Everybody was talking about the Republicans were in chaos. Now that's resolved. And the Democrats, looks like that's going to be where all the controversy is going to be.
Should be interesting. Should be interesting.
Yeah,
think,
I'm almost through this loud part, and then I'll be good.
I think that Donald Trump is going to score big points because he's not afraid to take on the Clintons. He's already said Bill Clinton's raped to people. I mean, what other politician would have said that? None.
I know. He's going to go after Hillary. What now?
They don't have to deal with it. I think their best bet is they're hoping that Glenn Beck not picks people off. All Glenn Beck. Like, don't you remember that, I don't know, probably February, when Glenn Beck was talking about how, like, if Donald Trump wins the nomination, he's just not going to talk about the race. He's just going to talk about,
yeah, he's
going to
focus
on the, I'm seeing his posts, and every post is a hit piece on Donald Trump. It seems like he's still talking about the race.
Oh, yeah, and he had all the libertarian people out trying to convince people to vote for the Libertarian Party. And listen to that. And I've heard him comment. I actually heard a pretty interesting one today, that now he does think that Donald Trump is going to win.
Yeah.
He thinks that Donald Trump is, which is surprising.
I think he thought that the whole time.
Oh, well, yeah. But you know what I thought was even crazier? Him and his whole laughing buddies, they believe that if Tom Hanks would run third party and come out and say, I'm not for this crazy, dangerous Donald Trump, and I'm not for this liar either, that he would win in a landslide. Tom Hanks. And what kind of world does he live in?
I just caught a little snippet of Glenn Beck today, and they were talking about what's going to happen next with the whole transgender bathroom thing, right? And they're saying, well, they're going to normalize pedophilia. And I'm thinking, Glenn Beck, you are living in cuckoo land. I'm sure there are efforts underway, but they said, look how fast it happened. It didn't happen fast. It's been going on. The gay and transgender movement's been going on for 30 years.
Yeah, that's true. You've had transgenders, transvestites. That's what they used to be called.
Yeah, but the movement's been going on. They just start the movement out when Caitlyn Jenner came out a year ago. That's when the movement started, according to Glenn. I'm thinking...
No, that's when it went mainstream, but this has been going on, and the gay stuff's been going on for even longer.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, even if they try to start a movement for pedophilia, it's going to be a while before it gets to the point it's at now, but Glenn Beck's like, look how fast the transgender thing moves. It's like, Glenn Beck, what's next?
And I'm sorry. I think the pedophilia, I don't think it'll ever be. And if it was, like you said, long. I mean, when you're transgendered or whatever, or gay, that's just basically you and another adult. It's a whole other step to add a child in it. And I don't think, I mean, I can't imagine who would be supportive of that. I really think the next thing that would go would be for plural marriages, like bigamy and stuff. And then maybe incest, but not with all with adults. I don't see pedophilia as a possibility.
That's what Glenn Beck says their next big thing is, pedophilia.
Oh, I know a lot of people say that. I just can't imagine anybody sticking up for that because you're like raping a little kid. It's not like you just want to dress up. It's a totally different thing.
But it was. I think 20 years ago, people probably thought nobody would ever go for transgendered either.
Yeah, but people cross-dressed. They knew about that sort of thing. I mean, nobody would do it in the open.
Yeah.
But raping a kid.
Off his rocker.
Oh, man. Yeah, he's off his rocker. I love the whole Blaze crew. I love, like, that Dana Lash... Glenn, I don't know if Ben Shapiro's on their thing, but him too, all the reactions to all this stuff, I love it. I love Trump just dashing them. It was great. Now they're defeated. And
Oh, who was it? Oh, I'm trying to think who it was. Talking about Glenn Beck at the Facebook meeting. Oh, what was the guy? Was it Ben Simmons? I'm trying to think what the guy's name was.
Well, what happened?
One of the other conservative guys that were there was, like, completely dissing Glenn Beck, like, saying, oh, he was, like, bowing down and kissing Facebook's ring. Not those exact terms, but that's what he was saying, how much he was just being a kiss at. Which I could see Glenn Beck being a kiss at, you know what I mean?
Ooh, oh, yeah,
maybe
definitely.
Maybe they'll put my stuff in trending if I kissed their butt. Ooh, do you need me to wipe your ass, sir?
Glenn is a little wussy boy. Now, I do agree with him on his broader point, but even if Facebook was doing something bad like that, it's up to them. They're a private company, whatever. But Glenn, he's out there, you know, they're doing everything good. And just kind of like you said, being a kiss ass a little bit. And that's typical. I mean, a lot of people think that Glenn Beck sold out, like in 2011.
Can we even call Glenn Beck conservative at this point? Because he's doing everything in his power to ensure that Hillary Clinton is going to be president. Is it not true?
Oh.
That's what he's doing?
Yeah, that's not fair, John. It's not a vote for Trump. It's not a vote for Hillary. He's not going to do that. He's going to stand on principle. But, yeah, in reality, yeah, he's going to try to help Hillary Clinton get elected. Because Trump is a nightmare.
So,
well, you know what he says. Go ahead.
What I take from these guys, Glenn Beck. Okay, you might not like Trump, Glenn, or any of the Never Trump people. You might not like Trump. Okay, fair. You have points why you don't like Trump. Good. But when you look at the broader picture, the fact that the next president could appoint 3 or 4 Supreme Court justices—that's 4 years of a liberal slant. If we get Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
As a conservative, that should be your number one issue. Even if you don't like Trump, you know Trump's nominees, even if you don't think he's really conservative, are going to be way more conservative than Hillary Clinton's.
Oh, yeah, you know exactly what Hillary Clinton's going to do. I mean, you might think, oh, Trump came out with this paper with who he's going to endorse, but I don't believe Trump. Trump talks out both sides of his, you know, face and everything. Well, you know for a fact what Hillary Clinton's going to do, and you're
you
willing to risk that. I mean, the Supreme Court is so important.
If Hillary Clinton becomes president, we're going to get liberal activist judges, gun control activist judges. You can kiss your Second Amendment goodbye. It's going
to
happen.
All they have to do is interpret it different.
Yeah. If she right now we're at 4-4. Justice Scalia, she doesn't even have to appoint the other ones. Just to appoint the one that's right now. The one that's right now that needs appointment. She just gets to appoint that one. You can kiss our Second Amendment goodbye.
Can you imagine if
that's
two other ones go?
Yeah.
And we have like 6-3 court.
Yeah, it's over. Everything.
Everything. They don't have to pass laws. They don't need to win the presidency anymore. You don't need anything. You know, you don't even have to write a new constitutional amendment to anything. All it has to do is be interpreted differently. Everything is up for grabs. And he's willing to risk that. Why? Because of his pride? Or all these never-Trumpers because they want to be the one that's, see, not me.
We can survive Hillary Clinton as a president. I'm not in that craziness like, oh, you know, we won't survive. But you look at what the next president is going to be undertaking, the possibility of 3 or 4 Supreme Court justices. We can't survive a Hillary Clinton appointing those. This is a crucial election because of that.
And really, I mean, do they really think that Donald Trump, after he presents the list, he's not going to use anybody from that list? And when he says he's going to build the wall, he's not going to do any of it? Why? Like, why do they not believe he's going to do anything, any of the stuff that he says he's going to do?
Because
has he shown that he's
on our team. The Never Trump people, they might be fooled, but I mean, the big people in the Never Trump, the Billy Crystal, the Glenn Beck, the big people are you named his name earlier, the red state guy, you know who I'm talking about.
Ben Shapiro,
those guys, they're not on our team. We're the fools that have been listening to them. They're on the same team as the Democrats and as Paul Ryan. They're for the global economy, and they don't care two craps about the Constitution in America.
Wow. So who do you think is going to be the VP, John? Still think it's going to be Newt?
I think Newt's the best choice. I mean, nobody else really.
I know, I've been thinking about it more.
Choice.
I'm thinking Carly Fiorina. Now,
no.
Third time's a charm.
No.
She appeals to women.
Carly Fiorina doesn't appeal to no one.
She'll bring in the woman vote. She's an excellent businesswoman. I think she'd be... No. I think Newt Gingrich has all the qualities that would be perfect. I don't know if he's going to bring many votes, but I think he'd be very effective at doing the job.
Yeah, I don't think they would float names like Tim Scott. I don't think Tim Scott would really make a huge difference in Florida. Him being on the ticket then compared to his endorsement, I don't think would make a huge difference in Florida. I've heard Rob Portman, the senator from Ohio. I don't know about. I think Ohio and Pennsylvania and Michigan are Donald Trump's sweet spot, you know what I mean? Don't think he needs help in those regions. I think he's going to win those. It's either going to be Newt or a woman. That's what I say. A woman, possibly. Help bring in some of the women vote. Because women don't like Hillary Clinton.
No.
And
not that many. All the women in my life, they don't like Hillary Clinton.
You look at Donald Trump, right? And look at, he's appointed women to high positions throughout his career as a businessman. So that'd be kind of a natural selection for him, too.
Can you imagine the panic? Well, go ahead.
There was some talk about Corker from Tennessee, which I don't know. I don't think that would be very good.
Doesn't really bring anything unless you're from Tennessee.
Well, I mean, Tennessee's going to vote for Trump anyways.
Yeah, definitely. I just, can you imagine the panic going on in the Hillary Clinton, though? I mean, seeing Trump ahead of them already. I mean,
yeah,
they're going
to
have to start from behind.
She's still trying to fight off Bernie Sanders.
I know. She's getting all defensive and upset. Like, this is already over. This has already been won. And the Bernie people are like, no, it's not over.
We're taking to the convention. That's what the Bernie people are saying.
They're going to the convention. They're suing to get more votes in California, more registration.
The thing about
Bernie, all that late registration. Yeah.
Is they ran Bernie. They allowed Bernie to run because he's so far left that they thought this will make Hillary look moderate. He'll be an easy opponent to beat. But Bernie's very convicted about what he believes. He's not going to be bought off, I don't think.
No.
So,
no. And he's too old and all that stuff. He's not going to be bought off. He's a true believer. Oh, my gosh. And neither party could control their neither party heads, at least, could control their party this time. Like, they tried it. I don't even know how they thought, in what world, these donors that thought Jeb Bush was going to be our nominee. Did they really think that the Republican voters were going to vote for Jeb Bush, the people that gave him $100 million? So they're real off. These people, huh?
I guess they did.
I mean, can you imagine that, though? I mean, you knew Jeb Bush wasn't going to win from day one, right?
Yeah, I didn't
anybody
think that Jeb Bush had a chance.
No, not even a slim chance in the world. But people gave him $100 million. Just threw it away.
Throw some of those millions my way.
Yeah, I'll run. I'll get 1%.
But, yeah,
I think you're right. They tried to make Hillary appear more moderate, but their party is leaving her. She's a horrible candidate. And now the Bernie, I mean, any late registration will be for Bernie. There's no excitement for Hillary. She has no vision for anything.
And it's just also the moderate Democrats, because of this, Hillary Clinton's had to go so far to the left to try to counteract the Bernie Sanders effect and try to win because it's been so close that the moderate Democrats are going to be turned off, the Reagan Democrats, the Rust Belt Democrats, and
yeah. Those
are the exact voters that Donald Trump is attracting. Like, even if he had a good, strong, moderate Democrat, Donald Trump would still attract some of those voters. But with Hillary having to go so liberal in the primary.
Yeah, Hillary talking about free college for everybody, too, and trying to be like Bernie. It comes off fake. And patronizing to the Bernie supporters, and it comes off as crazy, and just her going with the wind to all the reasonable people. It's just not good. And Trump hasn't even started with her yet. That's the thing. It hasn't even started the campaign.
Started a little bit. A little.
But wait till they confront each other.
Debate.
It's going to be the highest rated debate, I would think. Except for Democrats that can't stomach it and they'll turn it off.
You think they can handle the truth? Pull all the debates? Can Hillary Clinton take the option?
There's no law, I don't think, that they have to. I bet she'll do one debate. She'll say she won't want to debate somebody that's sexist or whatever like that. Then she'll do one, and then she'll probably, like, I'm not going to honor that kind of whatever in this country. But I think there will be at least one debate. I mean, how is she going to be the president if she can't face Donald Trump? I mean, that's going to be a thing. She's going to have to do it. You're going to sit across Vladimir Putin, but you can't go on a debate stage with Donald Trump, who's this goofball – reality show host, they say.
So
she'll have to do it.
So my question is, the Constitution and the two terms, right? It says
yeah.
you can only run or be elected to president for two terms, right?
Yeah.
So that's the wording, be elected. So,
oh, I don't know.
Clinton, I'm pretty sure it is. I could be wrong, but if it's not, I'm wrong. But could you see Hillary Clinton making Bill Clinton her vice president? Because he'd be elected vice president, and in any case, he became president would not be because of elected. Could a former president sit as a vice president?
I think a former president could sit as a vice president. I think it'd be crazy. It's kind of. Have you ever watched House of Cards?
Yeah, House of Cards is excellent.
Oh, you like House of Cards?
Yeah.
Well, they did that in House of Cards, right? She's become his vice president, so or running for it. So I think, even though that's a different circumstance, that'd be crazy, wouldn't it? But would it really help her?
I think it would help
people
more than anybody else.
Oh, I don't know. I think Bernie would help her a lot.
I tell you, Bernie, I don't think Bernie will be her vice.
I don't think so either, but would it help her? I bet it would help.
Yeah, that would help her the most, but I don't think that's even in a realm of possibility, is Bernie being her vice. I mean, it could happen, but it's definitely not going to happen if he takes it to the convention. I can tell you that much, and that's what he's spouting right now. He's taking it to the convention. He's fighting all the way there. He's lost so badly, though, these Bernie supporters. He's losing by 3 million votes.
Yeah, I know. He is losing. She has the most votes. She has the most delegates, but he has the enthusiasm, which is crazy. Who are all these
like
people
Colorado,
voting for?
Like, oh, I won Colorado, 15,000 to 5,000. But then she went to New York, like 1.7 million to 200,000. It's like, well, you know.
Oh, I know, but I love it, though. I like him to be mad. That's right, Bernie supporters. They're stealing it from him.
I mean,
he won Washington.
Even if you take away the superdelegates, she's still beating him pretty badly.
Yeah, she's still winning, even without the superdelegates. But if you gave him all of her superdelegates, then he'd be
mad. Well, he is a socialist, so... Since she has more, she should have to redistribute it to him.
I know. She gets no play. Like, she wins New York, Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and the whole storyline is Bernie's winning everything. You know?
Yeah, she won like seven in a row. Sorry about that.
But Bernie won Rhode Island. Bernie won
Rhode
Island. He dominated.
And West Virginia.
Yep.
And, what did he win last week?
Oregon.
Yeah,
they had Kentucky and Oregon.
Kentucky was close.
Yeah, it was.
I think he really won Kentucky. I saw a report of they threw away like 6,000 Bernie votes because they were unlegible for the machine. We couldn't read it, even though a manual inspection could see they were votes for Bernie.
That's good.
Yeah, I think they stole Kentucky from Bernie. I think they got the same amount of delegates. But
they need to extinguish his burn. You know, like just get him over with. I mean, he's losing pretty bad. Just get him. He's worse than old Lion Ted. I miss Lion Ted. Those are the good old days.
Lion Ted kind of went away. But his campaign team's still working. There's still delegates. Have you seen that? He won 40 of the 41 delegates in Washington State.
No.
Yeah, the delegates in Washington State, 40 of the 41 are going to be Ted Cruz supporters. Even though Trump's going to get every delegate, they're all going to be Ted Cruz backers. What are they trying to do? Something's going on. They're trying to do something. But they still wouldn't be fighting this hard.
I guess they want to control the
convention?
The party... maybe the convention or the platform a year, but it's meaningless, isn't it? I mean, Ted Cruz, you can run next time, but this time it's over. I mean, Donald Trump doesn't have all the delegates yet, right?
No, not he's pretty basically. Close. I mean,
well, yeah, he's won everything now. I mean, he'll win it.
He needs like
he'll have enough.
He's at like a 1170 something like that. So
yeah,
he needs 57 more or 67 more. I mean, after tomorrow, I think Washington's what 44.
So yeah,
we need 23 more. I mean,
California.
But, yeah, it's just, why are they still fighting for delegates? I don't understand it. It's just.
Well, it doesn't matter.
It's a poor sport.
Maybe he thinks that something might happen. You never know. I mean, something could happen within a month. I don't see Donald Trump making a huge mistake. He gets sick or something. I don't know. Something could happen. So Ted Cruz maybe wants to, just in case.
He's got it. Even if something happens, he doesn't win another delegate. He's at 1170. The Republican Party that has like 250 on-pledge delegates, and he'll get 67 of the 250. And I'm gonna be like, we're gonna award this to Ted Cruz, who lost by 600 delegates.
Hillary Clinton. I'm trying to check out the polls, but I always have trouble loading Real Clear Politics for some reason.
Yeah, it's really funky since they updated it.
Oh, you have the same issue?
Yeah. But Trump is now up 0.2 in the averages. He's up
0.2. Never happened before.
Never happened.
They've been close. They almost touched. Then they spread apart a little bit. Then they touched and were tied one day. Spread apart. Then they almost came together and now boom, the first crossing.
And the scary thing is Virginia you would think would be a strong state for Hillary, you know? And the latest poll in Virginia has them tied. Because they have all those government. The large population of Virginia is the government workers up in the northern part of Virginia.
You know who's really having a hard time, too, though? Not just Hillary. W. Wasserman Schultz.
And Paul Ryan,
but W. Wasserman. And I got to say, W. Wasserman Schultz is the most repulsive woman for me to look at ever. Like, I don't know if you get the same thing. I can't stand her voice, her personality, her hair. That curly hair, Debbie Wasserman Schultz it's like they picked the absolute worst person to head the Democratic Party. And she's been there for a while now.
Yeah.
But she's upset all the Bernie people, and justifiably, too. Like, they have not been fair. I think that Bernie is losing legitimately, right? But it is true that I don't think the debates and all the things, I don't think it was fair for Bernie. It was all set for Hillary's favor the whole time.
Yeah. I don't see how they can pull the Bernie voters back in. I think it's over. They've lost.
Unless he's the vice president. Unless he just decides to be the vice president.
I don't think Bernie will go for that. Because what are they? What is Bernie? What can they offer Bernie?
They can offer that they'll do one of his policies or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but Bernie knows. He's worked in Congress. He knows his policies are dead on arrival.
That's true.
He knows. His only hope is to become president to get any of his policies through, to wield the presidency over the people.
I don't know. I hope he doesn't take it, because I really think that he'd be the best for them. But C. Sanders just said the Democratic Convention could be messy. He says democracy's not always nice and quiet and gentle.
Yeah.
So are they going to start saying that he's calling for? Is he calling for violence?
No, he's a Democrat, so that doesn't count. Oh, speaking of that, I was seeing Glenn Beck put up 10 things everybody who's supporting Trump will have to answer for. And I was like,
an
article for someone else. And I'm thinking, Glenn Beck, really? You're really trying to, and then it takes stuff like Trump calls for violence at his rallies. How are you going to endorse him, Rudy Giuliani? Told somebody in his crowd, if you see someone get tomatoes out, punch that guy in the face. Don't let him throw tomatoes. This is something to do it. I mean, really, this is the article. And I'm reading this article thinking, are you kidding me? His war on women. He called some women a fat pig and a bitch or something. And it's like, yeah. And they go, also some other things that are or this is the message line, they go, but this has not been confirmed. But these are confirmed cases. Clearly the Rosie O'Donnell things that they put out. Everybody knows about that.
Yeah.
And it's like stupid things like that.
So he called Rosie a fat pig. That's a war on women?
No, it's a war on
Rosie
O'Donnell.
I know, it's an attack on Rosie O'Donnell.
Does Rosie O'Donnell even associate herself as a woman? Isn't she like a cisgendered or something like that?
No, cisgendered is what you or I would be. Cisgendered is when you're born a man or a woman and you just are traditional, like you still think you're a man and you still like the opposite sex. That's cisgendered. Maybe she's, I don't know. She's, I'll let Donald Trump handle that. All I know is that's hilarious. And like, somebody throwing tomatoes?
Yeah. If you see someone pull out tomatoes, punch them in the face before they throw it. I'll pay your medical or your court fees. That's what it's like. Have you guys ever been hit by a freaking tomato someone threw at you? Imagine someone throwing a tomato 80 miles per hour at you. I'm not saying the person that had the tomatoes could throw that fast, but imagine that, how bad that would hurt. That could almost be deadly. I'm pretty
deadly
sure they can charge with the assault with a deadly weapon.
Oh, my gosh.
But,
and, like, he's not saying he wouldn't be charged. He said he's going to pay his legal fees. And in what world is it so bad to want to kick somebody's ass who's throwing tomatoes at people?
Yeah.
Right? Like, are we all please stop throwing tomatoes. Man, he's throwing tomatoes. I think that he's willing to get a little retaliation. I mean, are we that?
He's racist. Ben Carson, how can you endorse him with his racist rants? He said, Barack Obama's such a huge disaster, it's going to be generations before we have another black president. He said that on Twitter in 2011. He's just saying the fact. Like, the fact is we elected a black president, and the first one we ever elected is horrible.
Yeah, it's like, so that's racist. But saying, okay, well, we all acknowledge that having the first black president is a thing, right? So that's not racist. And if the first time you have an event like that, if he's terrible, I think they're reading racism into that. You're like, I told you we get a Negro in there, everything will go to hell.
Yeah.
That would be racist. But also sometimes the way that Donald Trump talks, it sounds a little crazy, but that's not racist.
He was trying to say,
like when
he elect a black president, and he did a horrible job. And just naturally, the next time a black person is the nominee and running for president, people are going to dig in a lot deeper than they did this time and maybe have reservations. Just like if we had all black presidents and we had our first white president, he did a horrible job. Well, it'd be a while before we had another white president. That's just some facts.
It's
human nature.
That's the thing. It's human nature. Now, if you actually thought, okay, Obama was bad, so I don't want to vote for a black person now, that's racist because Obama is his own person, has nothing to do with it. But the facts are human nature is the way it is. That's like what you're saying.
Naturally,
it's true.
Reservations about voting for another one, and, you know,
just isolate it like in a show or something, and some tribe has a woman as their tribe leader for the first time, and then the woman does horrible. Do you think that they're not going to take that into consideration? Maybe it's not right. Maybe it's not true. But it's just a statement of fact. There's no malice attached to it.
Well, the whole thing about Mexicans, Rick Scott, how can you endorse Donald Trump when you have all these Cubans in your state? When he has hate speech towards Latinos. I've yet to hear hate speech. I've not seen a thing where Donald Trump said, "I hate Mexicans."
It all comes back to that one speech. It all comes back to the rapist and whatever speech. He said, "They are sending rapists, they're sending killers over here."
And have illegal immigrants been responsible for rapes? Any of them? Any at all? If so, there are rapists coming over. He didn't say they were all rapists.
And do you think that the country of Mexico is happy when some of their rapists and their killers leave their country and go across the border that's not there to America and go rape and kill over there? Of course they do, rather than house them and jail them. They probably incentivize them to come over. It's a statement of facts. People can't handle facts. Do they want to be coddled with flowery language all the time? You know, and get nothing done. I mean, we can talk really nice about everything and then never build a wall and never do good trade deals. Let's man up a little bit.
And Glenn Beck is posting this, and I'm thinking, are you really trying to get Hillary elected, Glenn? Because Glenn's not. Oh, maybe he is. Maybe Glenn is stupid. Maybe I'm giving Glenn Beck too much of benefit of the doubt that he has somewhat of an intelligent mind. Maybe he doesn't.
You think he's stupid?
Maybe he is, because that's the only thing that could justify his stance and still make him a conservative. That's the only thing. If he has somewhat intelligent, if he has an average intelligence, Glenn Beck is no longer a conservative.
Well, there's more than that opportunity. There's more options than that. He could just be a liar kind of thing, you know, like an opportunist who sees it. I want to set myself up against Trump or against whoever's going to be the president for my own self-gain, you know.
But that still doesn't
I want
to
be the pure one.
He is not a conservative.
Oh, yeah.
He is either stupid or he is not a conservative. There can be no two ways about it.
Or he's throwing a fit. He could be throwing a tantrum.
Well, his tantrum needs to be over. It's been long enough.
That's another thing. He could be throwing a tantrum. He didn't get who he wanted, and his guy was the best guy, and everybody did the wrong thing, and they're going to have to suffer for it, and they're going to have to answer for it now. And I'm not going to do it. I told you all in the beginning. Like, he could be doing that. That's kind of what I think is the truth. He's just throwing a fit. Because everybody's stupid.
But anybody with an average IQ knows the Libertarian's not going to win. How's a Libertarian going to win? Even if Libertarian picked up gigantic support, he's not going to get more than 20 or 25% of the vote.
Not even that.
Yeah, I mean, in the best case scenario, he'll get 20 or 25% of the vote. Best case.
It's not going to happen. As it stands, it's a two-party system. As you can tell, that there is a bunch of outrage and upsetness at the parties as they stand. But instead of going a third party, the population has decided to overthrow the apple cart and get somebody like Donald Trump in the Republican, and they got the Bernie Sanders thing going over there. But I don't think he's going to win. But maybe if Trump loses and we get Hillary Clinton for another 4 years, you might see a third party jump out, you know? Everybody just disgusted at everything. But this time, it's a two-person race. It's Hillary or it's Trump. And you're going to have to make a choice. You vote for Libertarian and you normally vote Republican, you're basically voting for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Same thing. If you normally vote Democrat and you decide to vote for the Green Party, you're voting for Donald Trump. And all these crybabies are voting for Hillary.
Glenn Beck's thing is Tom Hanks.
Do you even know Tom Hanks stands politically?
I don't know.
I have to think Tom Hanks being in Hollywood would have to be somewhat of a liberal. I mean, it could not, but I mean,
I don't know. Does Tom Hanks have any gravitas with you? Like, do you care what's Tom Hanks' opinion on
Tom Hanks seems like a liberal. Like, he would be maybe not like a full-fledged, like, Hillary Clinton, Elizabeth Warren liberal, but more like a moderate liberal to me. Would he not to you?
Yeah, but you know what? You might be right. Glenn Beck might just be stupid because he thinks that we like Donald Trump because he's Celebrity Apprentice. Like, he thinks maybe that's why, that we just like fame. So if he gets a bigger celebrity like Tom Hanks, well, then we'll go to him because he's a bigger celebrity.
Tom Hanks is a bigger celebrity? Tom Hanks was in a movie. 1999?
He was in Forrest Gump.
Yeah, Forrest Gump came out like in 96.
Yeah, but I don't think of Donald Trump ever as the apprentice guy.
No.
I think of him that as a side thing he did. I think of Donald Trump as like a billionaire businessman, real estate, like iconic New York figure type thing. I never thought of him as a TV celebrity, a reality show guy.
Next thing, Glenn Beck's going to say we should run Kanye West.
Yeah, Kanye would win. Will Smith would
beat him. Tom Hanks.
Yeah, he's a little outdated. I do agree with you on that. I think he's a big celebrity.
I'm just thinking, like,
that.
I mean, he was, but he's just kind of like...
Yeah.
Like in 10 years, like the people that are like in their teens won't even know who Tom Hanks is, more than likely.
That's true. If I went to my little sister and I asked who Tom Hanks is, she probably doesn't know. Like a 13-year-old probably doesn't know.
Yeah.
They might recognize him if they saw, you know, Forrest Gump or whatever, but... I don't know. It just shows the delusion that's going on in the Blaisdell right now.
Tom Hanks.
And it's kind of interesting because Rush... Oh, go ahead.
What was his last movie?
Oh, Castaway was the last maybe good movie he did. He did one that was like loud, close, and extremely close. It was a 9/11 weird thing, and that sucked. And then, I never liked that one where he's a train conductor. You know what I'm talking about? It's an animated film.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Hanks.
I don't know.
Is
he the one that's in Big and stuff like that?
Yeah, he's in Big. He's in the movies from like the 80s, 90s. I think 2003 Castaway was like his last movie that anybody could recall him from. Like he's in like You've Got Mail and like Forrest
Saving
Gump,
Private
Castaway.
Ryan.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, he's from You Got Mail. That's his era. So if you're a big
like
fan of Tom Hanks,
like
you're getting, you're getting a little old.
This is like 19 years ago is when Tom Hanks was big.
Well, that's who they picked, Tom Hanks. That's what they said. If Tom Hanks went out there and he gave a speech and he said, guess what, America, I'm running for president. I don't know if I'm going to be the best president, but I'm not going to be a crazy sociopath like Donald Trump, and I'm not going to be a liar and a politician like Hillary Clinton, that he would win in a landslide.
Who would vote for Tom Hanks?
Glenn Beck probably would. All the Never Trumpers.
I'm just trying to think what Tom Hanks stands for. Is this what Glenn Beck is trying to get Tom Hanks? Is what his answer is?
Tom Hanks is a Mormon. So
is he really?
No, I just threw that out there. No, I don't know. It's just delusions over there. It's Hillary or it's Trump. Which one are you going to pick? I like Gary Johnson. You know, I liked him when he ran for the Republican that one time. I like him. He's a libertarian guy, whatever, but I'm not going to vote for him.
Here we go. The first thing I see on Tom Hanks, I pulled up Tom Hanks' political views. First thing I see, Tom Hanks has run the religious gauntlet from Mormonism to Catholicism. For real, that's first sentence.
Really? So he was a Mormon.
I guess. Let's see what his political and views are. Let's see. This is the major religion I was exposed to in the first 10 years of my life was Catholicism. My stepmother became a Mormon. My aunt, who I lived with for a long time, was Nazarene, which is kind of ultra-super Methodist. And in high school, all my friends were Jews. For years, I went to Wednesday night Bible studies with my church group, so I had the peripatetic view of various faiths. And the one thing I got was that the intellectual pursuit involved. There was a lot of great stuff to think about.
Well, there's your leader. Basically, we didn't learn anything other than he had a lot of different influences.
Political views. Hanks is a hardcore Democrat and liberal, throwing his weight behind gay marriage, alternative energy, environmentalism, and Obama. So Glenn Beck wants...
He didn't say once. He said he thinks that Tom Hanks would win in a landslide.
He wouldn't say that if...
I mean, come on. You know that he was going to be a liberal. Tom Hanks.
Well, I never heard him really do anything, so I thought maybe. Maybe I'm wrong. Tom Hanks.
Well,
fall squarely in the Democratic/liberal camp, like the vast majority of his Hollywood counterparts. He stuck up for quite a few liberal causes like gay marriage and the environment, and has a large collection of electric and hybrid cars. He even slandered his old church, the Church of Latter-day Saints, Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Mormons, when they donated money to advance Proposition 8 in California, effectively banning gay marriage. However, he quickly rescinded his statement but fought fire with fire, contributing his star power to raising over $44 million to defeat Proposition 8, which passed anyways.
Yeah.
How can Glenn Beck even mention this? Like, I think Glenn
Beck
is
retarded. They probably weren't paying attention. But you know what caught my attention when you just said that? He has a large collection of electric and hybrid cars, right? So supposedly you're driving a hybrid car or electric car to save the environment, right? Okay, supposedly. But you wouldn't buy a bunch of them. All the taking of the resources out of the earth to make all the cars and all the carbon emissions involved in producing the vehicles. If you cared about the environment, wouldn't you just have one? You wouldn't have like a whole collection. You've caused way more carbon emissions by building your collection of eco cars than the average person just driving one truck. You know what I'm saying? That's
so
ridiculous.
So Glenn Beck really suggests Tom Hanks.
He thinks that he would win because all that the Trump supporters are about is celebrity. I'm reading the best I can out of what he was saying.
I think Glenn Beck is really stupid. Like,
well, let's check out the Blaze.
Like,
see what he's.
At least he could fit. I mean, I'm sure, like, there's larger conservatives. Like, don't you think if Glenn Beck was a real conservative, he would have mentioned a conservative celebrity? There are out there.
Well, he said Will Smith, too. You think Will Smith's a Republican?
Not conservative. No, I can guarantee you that.
You don't think?
So the only way Glenn Beck thinks that he can defeat Donald Trump is with either Will Smith or Tom Hanks. Is Glenn Beck writing a movie script or is he doing a political radio talk show host?
Well, he said he's been wrong about Donald Trump the whole time, and now he thinks that Donald Trump's going to win, and no politician can beat him. You know? Except a celebrity like Tom Hanks or Will Smith.
But Al Franken, does he think Al Franken can beat him? Because Al Franken would be probably in the same category as Tom Hanks, celebrity, 80s and 90s.
Will Smith is, a Scientologist and a squarely in the Democrat corner. Fundraiser for President Obama, yada, yada, yada. He thinks black men get an unfair reputation.
Oh, my God. Will Smith, of all people, who is probably we know he's otherworldly rich. He has the finest luxuries in the world. He's complaining that black men get an unfair shake. What has he done about it?
But just in general, though, even if Will Smith ran, he would not win once all these things came. I mean, he's a Scientologist and a Democrat supporter. So you think all the people that vote for Trump are going to go for that? It's just insane. Yeah, okay, so looking at the Blaze, there's your pedophilia thing. Next up on this train. What, is it the Trump train?
No, it's the liberal train. Like, I don't know. These people are ridiculous. Like, Glenn Beck is just an idiot. Like, I truly think he's stupid. I feel sorry for him. I take pity upon Beck. And imagine all the mindless sheep out there that listen to Beck and is like, yes, that is true. Beck.
Facebook.
Oh, Glenn Beck.
Facebook's good. Beck. Oh.
Like, I read, like, things on Facebook because I follow Beck, and I'm like, 80% of people are like, Beck, you're trying to make Hillary, and some of them are like, we will not give up our principles, even if it means Hillary Clinton. And it's like, by saying it's Hillary Clinton, it's giving up your principles because you're going to lose the Supreme Court. Bottom line, your principles mean jack squat once Hillary Clinton becomes president, because the Supreme Court will become liberal and your principles will be abolished.
Oh, can you believe the people that Hillary would put in there?
I know. Their principles stand means jack squat because their principles will be gone. All these people that are fearing the FEMA camps, guess what? It might happen under a Hillary Clinton presidency.
Well, not just anything. Anything you support. You support the gay baker wanting not to, I mean, the Christian baker not baking a gay cake. Well, guess what? Supreme Court decides that. You have a problem with transgendered people going into your kid's bathroom. Guess what? Supreme Court decides that. All these things. You know? Do women need to be equally represented in the Congress, 50-50%? Supreme Court can decide that sort of stuff, too. All sort of, especially if they get such a big majority that they can just do whatever they want. It was like a 7-2 or a 6-3. They could even go farther. I mean, what does the Second Amendment mean? Does it mean just a hunting rifle? Are you willing to risk all that?
All you never Trump people need to sit back and down and think. Think back when the Republicans had control of the Senate and the House and we had George W. Bush. Did we push through our most desired stuff, our holy grail? Did we reform Social Security? Did we cut government spending? Did we do any of our holy grail things that we've been trying to do for? No, we didn't. Now let's think back to 08. Obama gets elected, and in with Obama sweeps in Democratic majorities in the Senate and the House, right?
Yeah.
What was the Democratic's holy grail? Government health care. What did the Democrats start to do immediately? The passage of government health care.
Government health care.
The conservative
next thing they wanted. They wanted gay marriage.
Yeah. Let's think about this. The conservatives, when we were in control, we didn't push it. We were mindful of the other side. We listened to arguments. We looked at what the people wanted. We might have not have pushed it. the Democrat and liberals, when they get in the power, they ram it down your throat. What do you think when we have a liberal Supreme Court? All this stuff is rammed down our throat. We've had a conservative one, a leaning conservative one, for, what, 30 years? We haven't rammed anything down their throat. It's been well thought out of. I mean, but if it goes 6-3, 7-2 liberal, it's all coming. There's no stopping it. The floodgates have opened. And you people are willing to risk that because of hatred for Donald Trump, because he's not a conservative. And, okay, let's just think about conservatism. What is conservatism? Just strip it down. Is it spending $100 million on the Jeb Bush campaign? $100 and some million on Ted Cruz's campaign? That makes him conservative? How much did Donald Trump spend? I think it's something like $48 million. So he spent half and won. That seems pretty conservative to me.
It's about the principles, John. And, you know, and what if Donald Trump's not conservative, neither is any of the Republicans that have been in power forever because they haven't done anything. Like you said, the Democrats get their Holy Grail stuff. The Republicans get nothing. What did George Bush do under that? We had one tax cut.
But what did the Democrats get under George Bush? Let's look what the Democrats got. Expanded Medicare, Medicaid Part B. That's a Democratic thing.
Federal school regulations, yeah.
That's another Democratic thing. Democrats still get stuff done when we're in control. They're still getting stuff done. So you think putting Hillary Clinton in charge, giving her power over the Supreme Court, and we can survive that? I'm sure America will survive, but it won't be the same America as today.
It'll be a nightmare, especially if all the never-Trumpers stay home and then we lose, like, the Senate, too.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if they can elect Supreme Court and have the Senate in the House?
Not only that, they say, oh, we'll be able to survive Hillary Clinton because we'll fight her. Oh, we'll fight her? Well, we've been fighting Barack Obama for 8 years and it hasn't done much good.
Yeah, the only thing that happened was Ted Cruz told us bedtime stories or something, nursery rhymes. And then they still spent trillions of dollars. I mean, is that the fighting?
The only person right now is Donald Trump. I think it's something like 70% of the country said that the country's heading the wrong direction or something like that. It's pretty high.
Yeah.
It might be mid-60s.
It's
but
always
if you're
really
one of those
high,
people,
but yeah.
But if you're one of those people, the only person you can vote for president is Donald Trump. Because
you're
going to
get a new direction.
Around. This car's not turning around under Hillary Clinton. This car wouldn't turn around under any of the other Republican candidates either. Your only choice is Donald Trump.
I want to know what a Hillary Clinton presidency looks like to these people that support her. Do they just hope for the liberal judges or – I mean, I don't really even see a platform Hillary Clinton has. She's – like Bernie, I know what he's about, but Hillary, just all she has is platitudes, you know.
It's
we're going to give America a raise. You're going to give America a raise, what, by raising the minimum wage?
No, man, what happened is – she was watching South Park, right? The episode where the bar had been lowered. Now she's going to raise the bar.
Oh.
Maybe that's what
going to raise? Wow. All I know is that what she means? She's just going to raise the minimum wage? That'll give America a raise?
I guess, but that's the most stupid thing ever. Like, let's raise it to $15 an hour. Oh. Mean Wendy's is making robotic ordering stations now and firing their employees. Wonder why that happened. Oh, it's because we're stupid.
And they're only going to keep like one or two employees that are actually worth $15. I mean, because out of the fast food places, there's probably like one or two that are worth $15, but the other ones are not. They're not worth it. They'll just be replaced with machines. And then
and
how about all the people? How about all the people that worked and got themselves up to $15 an hour at some place? Aren't they going to be a little mad when they hear everybody just gets it now? And why would you do this hot job in a factory doing whatever, you know? I'm sure there's lots of jobs at $15 an hour in a factory when you can just go work at Wendy's. I'm not saying that's an easy job, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it would disrupt everything.
I don't get the Never Trump movement. If you're
but at least Hillary's... I've heard Hillary, like, say it's not $15 everywhere. It's just, like, in big cities at first and someday. Bernie's like, no, $15 for everybody right now. We can't wait. It's like... Hillary at least knows it's not realistic. Like, maybe in New York... I've never lived in a big city, but from what I get, like... It's way expensive there, so everything's different,
those,
like the money.
They're telling you this, right? But those big cities already get $12 or $13 an hour minimum wages.
Yeah, I'd figure.
That's why everything's more expensive there, because their minimum wage is higher. So everything has to be more expensive. It's a vicious cycle, and they keep saying, oh, no, it's higher because you pay the employees more. That's why everything's higher there. That's why the cost of living is higher. Because you pay the people more. If you pay them more, the people that own the business have to charge more.
Did you ever see that Hillary Clinton music video? Like, last year when it came out, it was like a country song. Stand with Hillary. Oh, I'll send it to you. It's hilarious. They kind of took it down. Crazy, but you can still find it on YouTube some places.
But,
it's just hilarious.
The people that stand with Bernie as a whole are burnout stoner losers. Like, that's every Bernie supporter I meet. They're just like, they come to work, they do a shitty job, they get mad and cuss because they're scheduled in at 4:30 instead of 5. It's 30 minutes, 4:30 in the afternoon. Is that too early for you to get up and get to work? Then... If you ask them to do anything that they don't think is in their job description, they're like, I'm a $7.25 an hour employee. And you think in your mind, you're like, well, the reason you're a $7.25 employee is because of your bad attitude.
So they're all Bernie supporters, huh?
Yeah. They're burnout. Like, they come to work, they live in their parents' house, and they make enough money to buy their weed every week. And their munchy food. They want Bernie Sanders to subsidize their weed and their munchy food by doing a $15 an hour minimum wage.
So they can get like a new TV or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can see the typical burnout stoner being for Bernie Sanders. He's the most appealing for that demographic. But
it's just ridiculous.
Not just them, though. There's ideological-minded college students and,
all those college students are a bunch of stoners, most of them.
I know,
but... the weed vote. You know it's true. Everybody who... Not everybody, but 90% of the people that smoke... People that smoke weed daily. Weed smokers. 99.9% of them are voting Bernie Sanders.
Well, his appeal is pretty good to them because he's for legalizing weed. So
they get $15 an hour.
And $15 an hour. But you know what, though? I know some stoners for Trump, though. It was not all one-sided. But they're not the burned-out ones. They're the ones that actually, like, of the burned-out potheads. Yeah, I would agree. But
the
lot of
ones that
smoke
every day. The ones who can't get through a shift at work without smoking weed.
Oh, yeah, they're smoking at work and everything, yeah.
Yeah, they go out and they go out and they go and then they come back and it's like, you smell like weed. You got to go home.
I don't smell like weed.
I don't smell it. Yeah, because you live in it constantly. Everybody else can smell it. Go home.
Yeah, that's one thing that pot smokers don't really notice. Like, I don't know why.
but like they don't think that they smell, or they smoke a cigarette and then think like nobody can smell. If you don't smoke marijuana, they can smell the stuff like really easily. Unless you really clean yourself and brush your teeth and wash your hands, you stink.
Yeah, it's like, okay, if it's a 17-year-old kid, he's a 17-year-old kid, whatever. Or they're like 19, 18, 20. Yeah, young kids, okay. Young kids will be do stuff, right? But these people are like 28, 29, 30, 31. It's like by the time you're 28 or older,
yeah,
even 25 or older, you should be able to come to work and work a five-hour shift without having to smoke a joint.
Yeah.
Honestly, you're a grown-up. How do you function in society? Then the other Bernie supporters are the 31-year-old men who don't have license because they refuse to pay their tickets, so the government took their license away. Really? You're 31 years old. Pay your freaking tickets. Get a freaking car. Don't expect everybody to taxi your 31-year-old grown man behind around.
Yeah, there's a lot of people stuck in arrested development where they just don't, you know, by 31 years old, you think about our grandparents' generation. They already built a house. They have like three children. You know, they're working all the time, all this stuff. Now you have like 31 years old that can't even go pay off their tickets and resolve issues.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. They want a big government. They would like somebody that would take care of those things.
But they're saying, the same guy goes, I'm not paying this ticket. Screw the government. But I'm supporting Bernie Sanders. What do you think Bernie Sanders is going to make more rules and regulations? He's all about the government.
He's not going to make me pay. I'm poor.
Yeah.
He's going to go tax somebody else.
It's like, really? Like, do you understand what you're saying? That makes no sense at all.
I don't know, man. That's just too bad.
I mean, those are the Bernie Sanders supporters. Those are the Bernie Sanders supporters. I've yet to meet a Bernie Sanders supporter who's not like that.
But I don't think that he can win because those sort of people don't have any, other than being the masses, they don't have any, like, any stuff, really. They don't have any means of anything. I don't see how they could have much power and to get him in. I mean, I just think there's too many people that actually go to work every day. They do not want to give it all away to somebody. Like, I don't think I should have to pay for somebody like that to go to college and just waste 2 years. They want to go to college and they want to be something, then go do it. I think they should be able to get the loan, but I shouldn't have to pay for it. I've been to college. There's
college.
Serious people, and there's people that just like get high all the time. And you're just going to extend 2 years of getting high after high school, after not teaching them any good things for life. I mean, it's ridiculous what they learn in school a little bit. Like, I understand learning mathematics. I think it's great. It's great exercise and logic. But not everybody needs to know Algebra 2 stuff. They have my brother in that doing imaginary numbers and stuff. He's not made for that sort of thing. Why are they teaching that? Why don't they teach them like real things, like how to fix your toilet and stuff, or things that you'll actually do in life?
So you're saying
they come out of there with
plumber?
Nothing.
Good plumber, your brother.
Huh?
So your brother's more of a plumber than a mathematician?
I don't even see him as a plumber, but geez, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't teach him anything that you'll actually do. You know, they teach you stuff that in the abstract.
I wonder if anybody's out there listening, when was the last time anybody diagrammed a freaking sentence? Why did we learn that? Have you ever diagrammed a sentence in your adult life?
No, never.
Has anybody who's not an English teacher ever diagrammed a sentence in their adult life that helped them in their adult life? Not just like, oh, you love the English, so you do it for fun, but you've had to do it to make it
yeah, like,
a day in your adult life.
Hold on, honey, I got to finish diagramming this
sentence. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I mean, when's the last time you charted an equation on a graph? When? When have you ever charted an equation on a graph?
I do see a lot more uses for the charting of an equation than diagramming a sentence. What profession, other than being the teaching English teacher, would ever diagram a sentence? Ever?
Yeah, other than your English teacher or well, even if you were an editor, I don't think you would diagram a sentence.
No.
You would use English stuff, but any of it, though, they're all so specialized. You don't, but yeah, the diagramming a sentence is kind of like just an excuse for English teachers to exist.
Here's some busy work. Diagram the sentences. Never use it. Never. I can't think of one profession. I've thought, like, doing a, you know, charting an equation on a plane, there's different professions where you might actually use that. That's actually used in certain professions.
Oh, yeah, hypothetically, in some professions.
Yeah.
How many people,
feel like,
though?
Engineers and people have to use stuff like that.
Yeah, but they put it into a computer.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean,
You can see a real use for it. It's a real thing. But, I mean, you and I have never graphed an equation in any sort of thing in your life, right? But
not
you've had to do
school.
Other things. Yeah, not
in
high school, yeah. Well, I do it now to help my brothers and sisters. It was ridiculous.
Oh, man. My sister brought me her math homework one time. I started showing her to do it. She goes, no, we do it this way. We have to make a lattice. I was like, that's not math.
They have to make a lattice, but you know what they don't do anymore? They don't do, multiplication tables. Like, I can go up to my sister, like, 8 times 7. And she'll like, you know, me and you would be 56. That's really helpful.
Seven.
I don't know why they don't teach that. Or at least they don't teach it effectively, or at least maybe I'm just smarter than all my siblings, but none of them, like, you say it fast. Well, maybe on my mom's side, but they don't know. 7 times 6.
Well,
I got a family of plumbers.
Yeah, but, like, I think high school, and I think it's really our education system is broken, and there's many ways to overhaul it. And I think it's more than just a single. The high school, I would think your first 2 years should be certain required classes, right? Maybe like Algebra 1, you know, biology, just the basics, right? Then the last 2 years, you said if you want to go to college, maybe take some higher learning, but like, there's other trades out there. I mean, and most of the college degrees are in BS. They want you to have a college degree to be a librarian. And then the librarian doesn't even have any skill anymore. You don't do. It's all computer. There's no more. They don't use the, what do they use? The decimal system anymore.
Dewey Decimal System?
Yeah, they don't use that anymore. They use a computer. The second thing is the government doesn't like competition. Why is it broken? Imagine if you could go rent out a building, right? You had the money to rent out a building, right? And you got it all certified and everything. You have, like, the inspectors come in certified for use as a school, right?
Yeah.
And you hire teachers, right? And imagine if you're a person, you want to be a teacher, and you go pass the knowledge, you have a knowledge test, I don't know, maybe a 7-hour, like you have to, like SAT type knowledge test, you know, if you have the knowledge, I mean, and you pass that, and you pass a psychological exam and a background check, why can't you be a teacher? Why do you have to go to college for 4 years?
Well, like you said, a lot of these things, it's just BS, like, you don't even, okay, for my grandpa's job, right, he's a tool maker, was a tool maker, he's retired now. And the thing that he did now requires you to go to school, right? And he did it his whole life, right? And he basically, you know, one thing is he has to do trigonometry, but one thing is his job
by the end of it, with computers, all he just had to do was enter the numbers. He didn't even have to do any of the work anymore. And secondly, he said all it would take is 2 weeks of training and a person could do this job. You know, eventually you get better as you've done it, you know, but you don't need to go to college to learn. I mean, he could teach somebody in 2 years of an apprenticeship. I mean, 2 weeks of an apprenticeship. But now it's a mandated thing. You got to go to college.
But imagine if Joe Blow opened up a school and people that pass it, you could just go get a teacher certificate. You go pass the test and you get a teacher. And we had like 15 schools in your town, right? And the government funding was divided depending on how many kids were at your school. The best schools would have the most kids and our education problem would be fixed.
Well, the government doesn't like competition, like you said. And we have some private schools and stuff, but it's just not
set
up right.
Private schools aren't really competition because you have to pay for private schools. And not everybody can afford it. If the government funding went directly to whatever school, whether it was private or public, went to it, as long as it passed whatever, like your building certified, you know, this might, like, not too involved, but make sure you're not teaching out of a outhouse behind your house. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Certify the building. You know, just minor things.
Like a fast food restaurant. They have certain things, but people can start them up.
Yeah. But if there's competition, there's 15 schools, and the funding from the federal government and the local government, the state government, was just due to the number of students you had. The best schools would have the most students, and our education standards wouldn't have to need any involvement. You just open up competition.
Well, all we know is it's messed up now, I can tell you that.
But now they want to come up with these new ways of doing stuff.
Don't worry, we got Common Core. And if Common Core doesn't pass, I mean, if they get rid of that, they'll come up with some new thing. That's probably what they would have liked to done if Common Core, because everybody got upset about it. We get Jeb Bush in there. Jeb Bush would have said some new thing, which is just a new name for Common Core. And then all of us lemmings are supposed to just clap for it because it's ours now. I mean, that's their plan, or was their plan.
But imagine how much more efficiently stuff would run if you had competition. Imagine if anybody could just go do it. You pass a certain type of certification, you can do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be a big blow. It'd be a big blow to the college business as a business. But why? Why are all these rules and regulations out there? I mean, probably some of the greatest teachers out there don't teach because they didn't go to college. And you're going to hold someone who's a great teacher can't teach because they didn't go to college, even though they have the knowledge and they're great at teaching people?
I think if you gave them an SAT test or an IQ test and you reach a certain threshold, you can pretty much do the job.
I mean, there's got to be some tests. I'm not saying that just anybody can go, oh, I'm going to be a teacher. You have to pass, you know, certain tests to pass, make sure you have the knowledge, pass like a psychological exam, make sure you're not a crazed person, a background check, make sure you know what I mean, certain tests to pass, but once you pass it, I mean, you should be good to go.
Yep. So, I don't know. I don't even know if education is going to get solved or anything like that. Right now, I think the main thing is to get a wall and also just get the economy going. I know the education is part of the economy, but that's more long term. But
I don't know. These kids coming out of school nowadays are just really
maybe
bad.
Maybe you're just getting old. I wonder if they've always been like that. Oh, these kids.
No, the last
they ain't learning like they used
worse.
To.
The last 10 years have gotten worse.
It was the lattice thing. That's ridiculous. I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't do math like that.
So we were at a management class the other day, and they were teaching us how to do the bonus payroll, like the bonus scale, right? And everybody was messing up, and I got it right every time. And they're like, how are you doing it? They had some stupid, like, it was basically a percentage, right?
Yeah.
You had to find the wasted labor hours, whether they hit it or not.
All I did is I added up the total hours, right, because they had driver and insider. So I added up, I got like 540, right? Then the ideal hours I added up, I got 520. So I subtracted 520 from 540, right? That's 20 extra hours, right? So then I divided five twenty by 20 and moved the decimal two spots and got the percentage of wasted labor. And then you have this thing where you do this and you divide this and you multiply this and then this and this and then you multiply it by – I'm like, what are you guys doing? This is not math. And nobody could get it right but me. I just did simple math. Find the wasted hours.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, you have 20 wasted hours. Then you divide that into to the base number of ideal hours, and then you move the decimal points two spots. That's how you find the percentage.
Yeah, I always thought that kind of math was easy. I thought they taught it fine. I always thought they didn't teach the – once you got into the higher math, like Algebra 2, I always had trouble with that because I didn't think like I was taught very well. There was no connection to reality with the graphing the equations to me. I never saw what we were actually answering. I think now I do better, but I think that they fail a lot of the students with the way they teach. You know,
I don't understand why they can't. These are easy. These are problems that they have seem like they're easy if you come at it from a common sense standpoint. Why is the education system failing, even though we spend more per student than any other country? Why?
Well, actually, there's a couple countries that spend more, but they have way, way, way better outcomes.
Like yeah, but
Denmark
we spend a lot.
We spend a lot, yeah. There are a couple, like, you know, Nordic countries, I think, spend a little bit more. But they have they're at the top. We're not even close.
But
do you have any predictions?
Huh? What?
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
It's because there's no competition. We need to open up competition. The government needs to open up open competition for all the government services.
Yep, competition, free market's probably the best way. Let the money flow to where it's going good. One thing Glenn Beck talks about that's real is look at the most unfettered thing that we have in society is the internet. Look how fast it's grown. You know, imagine if that was the government controlled everything and they planned it out with plans and stuff. You'd have nothing like what we have today. Let it grow, you know. People will put the resources in Google if Google's good. Yahoo, if it's bad, they'll get rid of it. Whatever.
Yep. Well, we're coming near the end of our show. We have to do the elections tomorrow.
Let me see.
I don't think the Democrats have one. I think Washington's for the Republicans tomorrow.
Washington is on the 24th, which is tomorrow. 44 delegates at stake. Then we got to go all the way to June 7th, the final Super Tuesday or whatever. And Donald Trump is predicted to win all of those on the Republican and looks like 50-50 over with the Democrats, some Bernies, some Hillarys.
Should
have
be interesting on
goes.
The Democratic side. But hopefully we have a contested convention on the Democratic side and chaos and
I want riots. I want people screaming racism, sexism, you know, all that. I want it to be crazy.
That's what
we'll hope for. Yep, Virginia,
we'll
Trump and Clinton are tied. Clinton is above Sanders in the Democratic thing, but you wouldn't think that from the way everybody talks about Trump. Sanders is way ahead of Trump. 1-1.
The way you look at it, man, is the Sanders supporters think that Sanders won Arizona. I have a Sanders supporter that's told me this many other times. Go back and look at the Arizona results. They give it to Hillary, but then they did a recount and Sanders really won.
Sanders didn't win Arizona. These people think this stuff. Same thing happened in New York. No, it didn't. It didn't happen.
They're conspiracy theories, huh?
No, they're saying that the news just isn't talking about it. But if you go look and you investigate, you can see the real updated counts where Sanders really won. But the news just isn't talking about it.
Yeah, the conspiracy theorists.
I look at this every day. I look at numerous sites that aren't news sites. I guess they kind of are news sites, but they're not like Fox News. They're like Real Clear Politics has a, you know, the actual numbers. I mean, I pay attention to it. And they really think this stuff. And good for them. They're going to ride off on their unicorn into the sunset, I guess. But
well, good. I like it. I want them to be convinced that Hillary stole it. I want them to just go crazy. I don't want anybody to be hurt, you know, but I let the convention to burn down, you know what I'm saying? Like, go crazy. I want them to scorn Hillary the witch. And it would be great. It would be great irony to see, after all the talk of the Republicans being a mess, the Democrats are the ones that descend into chaos.
Yep, we are at the end of our show. As always, any listeners can always call in 646-787-8249 and follow us on Twitter at RevRadio2. That's at RevRadio2. I'd like to thank everybody for listening. Tune in again. Hopefully Wednesday we'll be back. Nothing comes up. It's been a few Wednesdays in a row where we haven't been back, but hopefully this week will go better. Thank you for listening. Have a great night.
Yep, bye.